Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, weather dominated the news. After dilly-dallying for a week, a cold spell is on its way to Butte, according to the best information obtainable from weather bureaus. Colder is predicted for tonight and tomorrow, and the barometer is dropping. A bad sign. The onset of winter wasn't the only weather story. A blanket of fog, heavy, dark, damp, and oppressive, settled down upon Butte yesterday, making the city resemble Charles Dickens' own dear old London. At noon, a feeble ray of sunlight struggled through the pall of mist, but growing discouraged in the unequal contest soon retreated, only to be replaced in business offices with artificial light. It was necessary to turn on the street and automobile lights nearly 2 hours earlier than usual last night. It recalled the days of 16 years ago when Butte was dubbed the Smoky City because of the heavy clouds of smoke which obscured the sun and made the lighting of cab lights at noon a necessity. One story appealed to Butte's amateur ornithologists. Butte today is virtually birdless. During the past week, feathered beings in huge flocks have been departing daily for warmer climates. The migration started a week ago yesterday when birds from points further north were seen passing over the city southbound. One little whitethroat became lost from the flock which passed over the city yesterday, and in its bewilderment and panic, it dashed itself against a building and lost its tiny life. Finally, a story about the upcoming winter streets. City engineer fears cold weather. No attempt will be made to continue paving Butte streets until next spring, according to city engineer Ellis. Weather conditions are threatening, and the city engineer doesn't wish to run the risk of having the downtown streets torn up during the winter months. It was thought that the north side of Park Street might be completed before the cold weather, but after a conference with the contractor and city engineer, it was decided not to attempt the work this year. Mr. Ellis is now at work on his paving plans for next year. Plans for miles of ornamental street lighting and for miles of paved streets will be announced from the city engineer's office at an early date. The idea of using the old granite blocks on Park Street as a bed for bedolithic covering has been pronounced a success. This means that next year, not one granite block paving will remain in Butte. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.